All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now with a touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
All right, guys, welcome to Puck Off. I'm finally back, Joe.
Yeah, the captain's back.
Thank you,
yes,
guys. Thank
there
you.
He is.
I was worried about them taking the C off my jersey.
No, so never.
Were you
from the straight from the Rose Bowl parade? Our captain's back, Frazier Smith. I'm Joe Bardnick. We have a fabulous
Our guests.
We have a Philly show,
Joe,
today.
Come on, look at
I feel like I'm in the penalty box.
If you're going to be in the penalty box, you couldn't be in with two finer people.
No. Go ahead, introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Eleanor Kerrigan. South Philly.
I'm Steve Simone.
From
where?
The suburbs.
There's
a distinction.
Okay. All right.
Eleanor is actually our first girl contestant.
Oh, I thought we were going to say first hood rat. I was like, okay.
No, we would never use that term.
I like
our
it.
First girl on Puck Off.
Yeah,
with his street cred.
Mike Young claims to be a hood rat. I don't know. I think he's from St. Clair Shores.
Yeah.
They're pretty toned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here. And two Philly fanatics right here.
Philly fanatics.
I just have a green head on.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The Philly's mascot.
That's a good look, by the way.
It's my favorite mascot. Yeah.
Philly's coming back this year.
They are coming back, right?
Unfortunately.
Don't count them out.
Oh, my God. I'm sick.
They opened up so stinky that everybody was like, oh, they don't have a shot. I'm like, it's hockey.
They were giving away tickets on Facebook. My friends that have like season tickets, they were like, here, you want to go to every game? We quit. We're not going.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
So many of my friends were like, you can go to the games. We're not even going to charge you. Here. That's how angry they were in the beginning.
Did you go?
No, I didn't. Uh-huh. But my brother Charlie went to one.
It's like when your mom took you in the snowstorm and no one was
my
there.
Gosh. Yeah, that was the Bullies. We went to see the Broad Street Bullies.
Tell that story, will you?
I think I was like 5 or 6. I forget. But I have a big family. I have 9 brothers and sisters. And my mom is like the biggest hockey fan on the planet, right? And so she just loves hockey. And we're kind of broke. Because she's like a little old lady that lives in a shoe.
9 kids.
9 kids.
And dad is a typewriter.
You can win my dad owns a typewriter store. You know what I mean? Yeah. So my mom, my dad was at work, of course, working late. You know, typewriters were big back then.
Yeah, they break all the time.
So he's still fixing them. But so it was like a bad snowstorm. It was like 20 inches, crazy. Nobody was going out. They said on the radio, if you could get to the Spectrum, we'll give you free hot dogs and hot chocolate. My mom was like, wrap them up. She wrapped us up, put us on a sled, because we only lived like a mile from the stadium, you know, or from the Spectrum, because we're hood rats. And so she pulled us on a sled to the game. There was about, I'd say, 20, 30 people there.
Wow.
And it's Bobby Clark, Rick McLeish, Reggie Leach, you name it.
Those were the 20 people.
Yeah, they were them. I don't even think the other team showed up. They were just playing. I don't know. I was so young. I just remember being like at the glass. And me and my brother Billy are like almost Irish twins, you know, born in the same year kind of thing. So we're real close in age. And so we're both just like, wow, this is great. And we're like that. And my brother Charlie and Johnny are a little older. So they're like big Rick McLeish, Reggie Leach fans, like going nuts. They're really enjoying it. But we're just like, wow, this is so cool, right? And then Bobby Clark checks somebody and his nose broke right on the fucking thing.
Whoa.
We were like,
wow,
my brother Billy fainted. It was great.
Seriously?
Wow, Billy.
He was just like, ugh, like that. Like he just went back and said he didn't faint, but I like to say he fainted to make him look lose his street cred. But he was like 6, you know what I mean? When you see that, you're like, oh, yeah. I think my brother Bobby was in my mom's arms. I don't know. Like, I don't remember. I just remember watching the game, no one being there, hot dogs, hot chocolate for free. And we all got to see this game.
Man, I love mom.
20-some awesome. People
yeah.
there
what
was to your see the Bullies. That was amazing.
What was your first Spectrum experience, Steve?
First Spectrum.
They're dating us by saying Spectrum.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember
Well, I've been to the Spectrum. I mean, I'm not that
no,
old.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's all new now. It's
oh,
the
well, they changed the name of that place every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've actually knocked it down.
You know, Steve, Spectrum's gone.
Steve used to work for the Eagles. Did you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So where you got that hoodie?
Thanks,
Frazier. I can also get you one. Wink.
Oh, I thought he ordered Sports Illustrated.
No, a friend of mine sent me this. I got the football phone coming next week. You remember?
No, you did.
Oh, we got to order.
He delivered Grit magazine over there.
I just got the skull caps that go with that. It's a great
one. So great.
One. Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel.
Daniel, hook us up, man.
Buddy of mine that comes to all my comedy shows was like,
oh, wow.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
That's a nice hoodie. Hey, Eleanor, didn't you eventually meet Dave Schultz and all those guys?
I did. I did a show at the Borgata like 3 or 4 years ago, and the Hammer shows up, right?
Awesome.
And we're like, oh, my God. And I never saw, like, my mom's 75, right? I'm sorry, Mom. But she's 75. She don't like her age being said. So this was like 4 years ago, right? So her and her sisters all came to the Borgata to see me. And when he came out, no one else really paid attention, but my mom and her sister's like, oh my God, it's the Hammer. Oh my God. Can we get a picture with it? Like, and then they just surround this poor man. And then, of course, my crazy friends are like, let's fight him. Let's see if he can still fight.
Oh, God.
I don't think we should start fighting.
Did you know he told me
the
secret.
He was doing stand-up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, was he doing stand-up?
No, but he told me he was doing it. And
he
was very nice to me.
Yeah,
he was very nice to me. He was cool. I was like, wow, you know, still, it's a big deal, you know.
Dude, I went to college with his son, so we all went out once and I had beers, and then he told me the secret to a barroom brawl, because those guys when you grab the guy's shirt right there, you just aim for like 4 inches above your fist, because he was like, that's where you know where the button is. He was like, you don't have to try to line up a shot, because you just go above your fist, and he was like, that's right on the chin, that's right on the chin.
He can do that on ice.
And try not to hit the mic when you punch it.
I get excited.
He got excited.
The Hammer.
The Hammer.
Dude, and I heard his merch after stand-up shows is that he sells actual hammers.
Really?
No,
how
I don't
dangerous
know. I don't
that?
Know
that's
if
great.
That's true.
Only in South Philly can that happen. No other comedy. Someplace other. We don't want you selling shot glasses. Someone make it hurt. Hammer selling hammers.
You're selling weapons.
I don't know if it's true.
It's like Mike Marino with a bat.
Well, I'm sure they quit in Philly. They quit in Pittsburgh. When we were kids, we used to go for stick day every year. You used to get all of your
size stick.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
They give you real sticks, and then you get your street hockey sticks for the year.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, when the Penguins were in blue, when you used to beat us 13-0, we used to get like 4,000 kids would all get front row seats and bring home, like, take the train, they'd take like 9 sticks home.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
We would have loved that.
Well, that was, I don't know when they quit giving the real sticks, but that was my first experience up close at a hockey game was we went and saw the Islanders. The Islanders were our favorite team, too, because I mean, the Penguins were like our team, but they were never good.
Right.
And that's how, when I did it, talking about being your heroes, that's when I did the Mary Lemieux benefit.
Oh my God.
I met Lemieux and all those cats, but my favorite, and I mean, Lemieux's Jesus, but I got to hang out with, Trottier. And Trottier was hugging me. And I did my first 20 minutes. Like, I did 20 minutes, first five were how Trotch was like our guy, even in street hockey, rod hockey. Because we never even, before when Lemieux was in diapers, we had Trottier, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were there and, So we're there up close, and you know, we're going like, you know, oh, you know, Billy Smith, you stink. But remember Billy Smith, the crazy golden boy?
Yeah.
You stink. We're yelling, and we're like 8 years old.
He skates up like
Darth Vader.
And
you know, you know, when you're a little kid, he skates up and he lifts up his mask and he goes, up your ass, not your ear, little fucks.
Wow.
We jumped like 20 feet.
Like, he would have been my hero.
Like, and it was like, like we ran back like 10 rows. He skates away. And I told that story on stage. And Trotch comes up. Trotch, he goes,
oh, God.
Billy Smith, I had him teach goaltending at my, you know, peewee clinic. He's teaching the goaltender kids how to hit guys in the balls when they're standing in front of the net.
That is a good, that's a necessary technique.
That is a necessary technique.
You need that.
And he's going, Billy, these are 8-year-old kids. What are you doing? He goes, they got to learn sometimes, Trotch.
Come on. You know what? You need that.
Fussy, Trotch.
You need that in real life.
I agree.
Oh, my God. Right? That's
anybody
awesome.
Gets near my goal, I right in the nuts.
No, it's a lost art, though.
Yeah.
It's a lost art.
It's a lot of that.
It's a sneaky move.
Hockey.
You know, my story is Kingston. the mascot for the Kings.
Oh.
I go back.
I was like, wait.
I go backstage. Well, we or whatever backstage in the dressing room area, and all of a sudden Kingston comes in. He takes his head off, puts it beside himself, and starts smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer.
Terrible.
And he's cursing up a storm. He's going, those fucking kids.
And of course. Everyone hates the fucking
apparently,
kids and mascots.
Apparently the kids were just pelting him with stuff. He was coming up through the stands.
And oh,
he was,
that's
yeah, he was like the grumpy clown on Letterman.
They must take a beating, though.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, especially... I
you
think
have
a mascot's
to have the right
even,
temperament.
Yeah.
I did it once.
I was there when Wild Wing... Oh, really? You did?
I did it for the... Eagles. My buddy was the Eagles mascot.
And, oh, so you knew him.
What is their mascot?
His name was Swoop.
He was an Eagle.
Swoop the Eagle,
And he'd get a lot of requests for charities and stuff like that. He just couldn't do them all. And he was like, if
you
I
were like
just...
Gallagher 2.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I had
Swoop
no
two.
Idea
you
how
them.
Hot those costumes got. No idea. And at the
I think
time,
they're gonna say how hot those moms are.
Bro, I'm doing a benefit for inner city
He's
kids.
Busy
right?
Oh jeez.
I have no idea you're supposed to take the helmet off.
I was probably
I'm
one
about,
of the kids.
I'm
Thanks.
Like 210 pounds at the time. Just Jack Daniels pouring out of my pores. Like I was a mess. I was just like fat, drunk, and stupid. I was like 22 years old.
Oh, I love it.
And I didn't know that you have to take breaks. So I'm going like a half hour in the costume, and I can't feel my legs.
Oh, my
and I'm just
God.
Like, and all the little kids are coming up to me, and then now there's – I can't breathe because I'm trying to dance around and stuff. And there's these little ghetto kids, and they're like, I can see his eyes. I can see his eyes. There's a man in there. There's a man in there.
Let's beat him up. Thing,
this little girl goes like this, but can't you see the man's trying to do a nice thing for us?
Oh,
like that stood up for me, and I was like, thanks, kid. And then they're all attacking me, and they're like, Swoop, dude. Need to take a break, and I was just like,
"Hey, Swoop!
Wow.
Swoop means Chugging. Getting jumped."
Yeah,
I would be
oh,
scared
does?
Of him. Yeah, in Philly, in South Philly, if you get swooped, that means you got jumped by a lot of people.
Wow, man, you got swooped.
I guess I did get swooped by
That's
a bunch of 9-year-olds.
You know, I was
Philly
there.
Fans are even tough on the mascot.
Oh yeah,
yes. Oh yeah.
If they pelt Santa.
Well, you know, I tweeted, it's funny because whatever, Natasha Leggero, she picks on World War II vets and gains, like, has, you know, like, you know, the Pope defending her.
What was
I,
that?
I say, oh, look at Philly fans are, blasting, they're booing, they're booing injured players. I lose like 10 followers.
Yeah.
But
it's very sensitive.
It's a sensitive subject in Philly.
Yeah. But they did. They were booing injured players. Because I literally watched 7 hockey games this weekend and a quarter and a half of football, but the half that I watched of the Eagles game, the guy was laying there dead, and they're like booing him. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're like, stop being a pussy.
No, because here's my one thing: as much as I despise 90% of most Flyer fans and 98% of most Flyer players,
right here.
I know I'm a yeller.
All right, no. I
except
mean,
in bed,
you're shitting on the Flyers fans, and I'm right here. I'll
Penguins
fight
fan.
You right
I
now.
I know.
Oh, right.
That's
I know.
A natural thing.
Yeah, Penguins that's why you're here, Eleanor.
Get your stick out.
That's why we're here, Eleanor.
But that's what makes it great.
Yeah. They did when Lemieux came back from cancer. They gave him a standing O.
That
was one of the classiest things I've ever seen.
We can be classy.
You know what I think that is? I think that's because of that bond. Hockey fans know that there's a – you know it's not football. You know it's not – but there's almost like this unspoken like – this is our thing. Like we get it. And that no matter how bad the rivalry is, there's still that respect.
But on the same token, though, you guys hate Crosby for really not that good of a reason.
No, we think he's a
crybaby. And he's a crybaby.
Well, number one,
he's
amazing.
He's unbelievable.
Well, you got
to
admit
like you
that.
Have to admit he is insane. And it's not fair.
I tell my brother, it's all jealousy.
But you
of
know what it is?
It's jealousy.
He's a little bit of a cheap shot artist and likes to get away with stuff.
And a little bit of a prima donna.
And a little bit of a prima donna. That's what it is.
I'm completely, I agree with that 100%.
He's not a blue collar, like, okay.
Right.
He's like,
but clearly the Gretzky
like
of his era.
Well, no, he goes into the court.
You would say he's like the Gretzky, because
I don't think he's
Gretzky
as good as Gretzky, but he's the best of his era.
I mean,
he's
amazing. You know, I got to say, I come on this show a lot, and I try to downplay Crosby a lot. No, I really do.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the last couple of weeks, he's been –
He's a witch.
He's clutch. I mean, just clutch.
Well, now that you guys got Malkin back too.
Yeah, Gino. Whoa! Gino's. See, Gino's a witch. I always think Gino's a witch. Sid's a witch. Sid is like one of the best. Sid's like the best. Like human being, with he's just so good at what he does as a human being. Gino's got the Lemieux Fedorov. Yeah. He's got the witch skills.
It's
just like, what are you?
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, how did you see that?
Didn't he just come back and have like two assists or something?
Yeah, his line had 5 goals.
Oh my God!
Wow.
By the way, I have one more mascot story. I was at the game.
Here he goes.
I know we're regressing.
I was at the game. Regression.
It's therapy.
At the Ducks, and it was back when they were the Mighty Ducks, and Wild Wing was their guy, and he had to jump through a hoop of fire. He had to jump over some.
I'm just imagining old school right now.
Some figure skaters. Some figure skaters lay down on the ice, right? And he had to jump over them. And he had a Wild Wing costume on.
What a lunatic.
And they're playing Metallica. And he jumps through this lit hoop and he caught on fire. His wing. His wing caught on fire.
And
the whole crowd was like stunned. They didn't know. Nobody knew what to do for a second. So finally, these guys ran out and sprayed him down, and the guy was shaking.
He's
his
on the
wing
ice.
And
leave him alone. He'll melt. He'll be fine.
This is a Detroit Red Wing slash mascot story. I was at the San Jose Sharks Red Wings game, 15 years ago. The shark, I forget what his shark bite, I think his name is.
That's great.
Probably.
It's perfect.
Yeah. He was stuck. You know, he was supposed to rappel down to hit center ice. He was stuck like 10 feet from the roof. Like he started to go.
And you know,
like the pregame warm up when they skate around. Mm-hmm. I just happened to look up and I'm just like, look, the shark is up there. And finally, like a couple of the Red Wings are like, hey, look, the shark's up there.
Shark should not repel.
Yeah. And they held the game like 20 minutes before they could figure out how to get him down.
How did they get him down?
I forget exactly, but I think they it was like the fireman came. It wasn't like, guy in a golf shirt figured it out. It was like we got a problem.
They had to bring in the SWAT team.
Yeah, and this was like
we got a problem. Yeah.
You know,
this man needs some real help.
With Wild Wing, people were cooking s'mores.
would happen in Philly, not in California. California, they're probably having a benefit for him still.
Probably.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
In Philly, they would be like, Marshmallow, let's do this. Let's keep this fire going.
Probably.
Lord knows I've bashed Flyers and we took a beating. I mean, when I was a kid in Philly, the Penguins were 0-for-Nixon. Wow. Like, we didn't win in the Spectrum until, like, 89 with Lemieux. Because I had friends that went there, and they ran up the steps like Rocky, and then they won the game. And it was on it was on Pittsburgh television. Like, they followed
finally
him.
Finally
like,
did it.
We're finally going to do it. We're finally going to do it. And they won.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, it was just out of respect. I mean, it was like you hate, but you respect. I mean, there's some guys that I just loved on that team.
Yeah.
You know, like we can talk about. I mean, one guy that wasn't in the total, wasn't a big bad bully, but remember Tim Kerr?
One of my all-time favorites.
Well, just what a man.
He's great. I think he's like a real estate agent or something
that would be
now.
Well, now we have to break the dream.
Now
he's working
at
Enterprise
Rent
a Car.
Like Kenny Powers.
You better buy this policy. You're going to need insurance.
Down. That's perfect. Yeah.
You know what? My favorite guy was Kindrachuk. Wasn't he the last of the Mohicans?
You mean like came in at the he stayed around a long time.
Yeah.
Well, he became a Penguin. That was the Penguins' motif. As soon as he gets really old on the Flyers, the Penguins would get him.
Years. That's worked the other way too.
We got Schultz for like 2 years. It was like, he's done. So
you had Schultz really?
Yeah, when he was done.
He was probably doing stand up at that point.
He's at the Funny Bone. Yeah.
He couldn't make the game. He'll be there the second quarter. Yeah.
2A clubs in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Work the improv and the Funny Bone.
I could just see him grab the guy right by his shirt, and then tell him a joke.
Yeah, do the joke, and then he has to knock him out because you don't want him to remember what he just said. Yeah. So you're going to forget it.
I heard King Kong Bundy's doing comedy, too, in Philly. Because I listen to sports talk radio all the time from Philly, and if you listen in the middle of the night, whoever's doing stand-up on the local scene will call
in. Steve just listens to make fun of the accent. That's why he listens.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing Bundy's still alive.
I know.
He's usually the guys over 400 pounds are dead by now.
Yep.
You know? Well, you know, the other guy, you know, was the amazing guy.
Butterbean.
Because we had
Butterbean. He came to one of my shows in Vegas. That was terrific. I have his phone number.
Dude, that guy. Cool. Whoa.
We have,
he's killer. His daughter's nasty.
Yeah, he became a penguin.
Oh, Taka was a pretty good. Oh,
I loved Recky. Yeah.
That was the big thing, was because Recky was a little penguin guy. And I met Recky. He's one of the only guys that, not really the only guys, when I met him at the Lemieux Foundation, like, he's still like a bowling ball. Yeah, just like, he's just all muscle and just,
dude, Steve Byrne, I guess, is doing that now because I'm jealous. He's been posting.
Yeah,
all
he
awesome
did. Him and Byrne just did it like this weekend.
What?
He had a picture with Ty Domi. I don't realize how Ty Domi.
Oh, I love
that
Ty Domi.
I'm gonna put you up.
Do they still play? Like, he'll play with them?
Oh, yeah.
I know they play.
It's the fantasy camp.
Oh my god!
I did it last year and I had such a great set and I was just like, oh my god, there was me and Bill Crawford from Pittsburgh.
I've met him. He's a very nice guy.
Great comic, and he does the morning show with Randy Bauman, who put the thing together. We were sitting there like, first we thought there's no women going to be there. Then there was women. They're like, at least Lemieux's wife wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then it was like, we counted 52 Stanley Cups in the room.
Wow.
That's not like assistant to the GM scout in Manitoba. That was like 52 Stanley Cups in the room. We're just like, yeah. But anyway, I had a great set, so I'm like, I'm not going to skate with these guys. They're like, hey, you should skate tomorrow. I'm like, no.
I don't want to
leave it on the show.
Burr and Burn can skate though, but you know what? Yeah. I do a segment every week on the radio there. I'll be like, next year, I'm going to put you in Bag up for that.
Oh my gosh.
I want guys that love hockey to do that gig, that really understand that you're hanging out with Gary Roberts. You're playing blackjack with, you know, Trottier. But we had Recky, and it was like, and we traded him. It was like, oh my god, to Philly for talk. And I just did a piece. I just did a piece about players who you despise, but
until
you would love on your team.
Yes,
and that was talk. We came to Penguin. He was a Penguin like 3 days. He got a broken jaw. He came back and played that same. The next period played, because I just did my whole piece the whole way down. Listen, players who are like, yeah, I might hate this guy, but I'm on my team or this guy. So my number one guy, you'll get a kick out of this. My number one guy.
Uh-oh.
Scott Hartnell.
Oh, I love Scotty Hartnell. I love him.
I would give him a piggyback ride on the turnpike if he went to come be Crosby's winger.
I'd like to see that.
He's got such heart, though.
Oh, and he's right in front of the crease, because my wife loved this line. I go, he'll cheap shot you, but not in the I want to hurt you, just the I'm a jag off.
Just to show you he can do it. Yeah.
That's such a great Pittsburgh word, too. Jag off. On top of it.
Yeah.
It made me uncomfortable. Yeah, jag off.
But he's good. He's good enough. He's good enough with his hands.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's great.
He's just a perfect power for. He's just. I love that. I just love that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Eleanor, what's that word that Philly people use? That
jerk off.
No,
sorry. We would never say jag off. Too polite.
Who was teaching me that word? Starts with a J.
John.
Oh, the John. Yeah. Everything's the John. It means
what is
anything.
That?
It just can mean anything. I just saw a T-shirt on South Street that said John, and it had the definition, and it went all the way down because it stands for almost everything.
Because Rocco said it.
That's
to me
the John.
Day,
that means it's good. Like, that's our John. Yeah. I don't know. It's a stupid word. Of course, Rocco said it. I'm sure, Rocco invented it.
Probably.
It's because it's real bright. That word.
Oh God.
It's the John. Or whatever.
I never heard that before.
Nobody has, because it's not in the English.
I thought that was a new name for the Spectrum.
The first
that's
Union
my John. Like, it's your song or something like that. Oh, okay. Like, that's
here's
my...
a great Spectrum story. Speaking about Rick Tockett, and now I think it was Berube and Tockett. We go to see Dice in 1990.
Okay.
Right? And I remember waiting out, get tickets, because first time in 89 when I see Dice, I'm literally touching the rafters as far back as you can
get. At the Spectrum.
Yeah, where they're hanging the banners.
Yeah.
I'm literally the last row.
Yeah.
And I have to watch it on a big screen. Next year, I'm able to get like 10th row tickets. We're on the floor.
Wow.
And it's me and my two brothers. It's awesome.
It's
right?
Mania.
And my little brother's like, do you think the show's going to be any good or whatever? And then mid-sentence, he just goes, my little brother, I'm like, why? He goes, and it was like Berube and Tockett. And I know somewhere I have the ticket stubs because I was like, I'm going to go over and get an autograph. I was like 15.
I wouldn't have been able to focus on Dice if I saw that, because I get more excited over athletes than I do anything else. Like, I would be freaking out. I'd be like, oh my God, there's Rick Tockett. I would lose my mind.
I think we all do. Because I did some interviews for the NHL.
cool.
And my wife was like, I've never seen you giddy before.
Yeah, I got like that.
Can meet anybody. I'm like, there's Dustin Brown.
Yeah, it's awesome. But isn't that awesome that there's something in life that brings you that joy? Because I went through a couple of years where I just stopped being a sports fan. I really did. I went through I got burnt out on it. And I was like, how can these billionaire owners get all this public money for new stadiums?
Well, you started really thinking about it.
Yeah, I really
you're
did.
You're not supposed to.
And I was like, our schools are underfunded and this and that. And then I was like, there's so much. We could so many better uses for my time. And everybody's right. like, yeah, sports are
hippie.
A waste of time. Right. That's what's going through this hippie
thing.
Starts
typing.
Right. And then I was like, oh, my God, this is the beauty of sports. That number one, it's a wonderful waste of time where I don't have to think about
yes,
my life.
That's right.
I don't have to think about my problems.
Everything.
And it brings legitimate joy into my life.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a kid. I can, like, if Jay Rosehill walked in here after that fight the other night, I would just be like, I just think that was awesome.
Was
can
panic.
I shake your hand?
That's how I felt when I met Zahn from One Direction.
Ew.
That put me over the top.
Just made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
No, but dig this, guys. I went to a charity thing once, and I sat between Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe. And they were both elbowing me the entire dinner.
Of course, the cheap shots.
Boom, boom, Smitty. Gordie Howe's calling me Smitty.
Smitty.
And he kept hammering me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. They were awesome. He was playing jokes on me the whole time. He tried to give me a hot foot. He's a great...
That's the best old school prank ever.
Yeah.
That's like out of a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Then he tried to drop an anvil on my head.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
I kept calling him Wiley. They were awesome, man.
You met Gordie Howe?
Both of them. I'm not kidding.
Gretzky and Howe at the same time?
Probably two greatest players ever, right?
Ever. 100%.
How did you focus? What did you do?
I kept going. I would say stuff like, I go, would you guys quit bugging me? And then they'd look at me like, what? And they were actually really
like,
nice
you wear guys. Makeup, Frazier. You're soft.
You know what? Right? No, that's actually true.
No, yeah, no.
But the thing is, those guys.
You're getting your nails done.
Canadians, I think we talked about this once before on the show. Canadians, for some reason, have a humility that even their biggest stars are humble. Wow. And I felt that from both those guys. They were regular dudes.
That's so
true.
Cool.
Yeah, just
because
nice guys.
Canadian, yeah.
They kept asking me. The one thing I do remember was Gretzky kept hitting on me about playing his girlfriend's record because he heard that I was a DJ.
Oh,
he's
no.
like, God. Hey, can you play a record for me? He was dating some singer from Canada at that time. And I go, well, wow. I you know, because I knew my boss would kill me. So he gave me the record, and then then he would call me on my radio show. Every once in a while, Gretzky would go, And then
but couldn't you get away with it? Couldn't you say, look, it's Gretzky?
Well, finally, I had to play half.
The Lord is
I had
calling.
To play half of it. And my boss called me on the hotline immediately. He goes, what is that? Because it sounded
look,
like it was like a
bad
kind
of
radio. And I'm like, look, it was
Gretzky's trying to get
it,
some.
It sounded like an early version of Carly Rae Jepsen, right? Yeah, and he's trying to hook up, right?
Yeah,
so,
I'm like, let's help Gretzky get some box.
And
no?
I go to my boss. I go, it's the great one, and he. He goes, I don't care. Get that thing off or you're fired.
Every time, I love this story. And every time I picture like pig vomit. Like, I waited my whole life to get to LA Frazier Smith and Gretzky and you are not going to ruin it.
Pig vomit.
That's what it was like. That
just
darn Gretzky.
Just the king. Yeah. Just like, I'm playing Gretzky's raid.
I got halfway through that song,
I
would
have played the whole thing. I would have lost my job. I didn't care.
Yeah, it's a great one. What are you going
to
do?
We have to get that song, Frazier.
Yeah.
We got
to
figure out.
I'm gonna figure out what it is.
That should be your theme song.
It's not
what
his
was
wife,
great is,
right?
No. What was great was he handed me a but his wife did take betting tips from Rick Tockett.
Of course.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Janet
my God,
was taking the tips from Rick.
Were they good or
I'm sure
bad?
I'm sure it was
well,
her.
Was Tockett, he's like.
She won a bunch of money on the, what was it, the Super Bowl? No, what was it?
Oh,
she
wow.
I don't know anything about it.
Rick.
Well, I'm saying, is he a good gambler? Like.
Well, you had some inside
you know?
Info.
Is
going
he like
on.
Eddie Mush?
He likes to, no. Rick likes to play. He my buddy works at the my buddy is head of the security at the casino in Pittsburgh, the big one.
Oh wow, okay.
And Talk likes to hang out there.
Nice.
Yeah, he likes to gamble. Hey, who doesn't like to gamble?
Yeah,
it's
good. It's good to have money to gamble.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Oh,
I think God. I think you're doing good if you're gambling. It means you have money.
If I had money, I'd blow it
That's
all.
That's why I don't gamble
in a second.
I was gambling playing that record. happened is the worst thing I've ever heard. My God. Now,
The things we do for athletes.
Right?
We got to get that record, though.
That's so great.
Hysterical.
That was...
When you really think about it, it sounds like the plot to a Will Ferrell movie about this unbelievable Canadian
and then he's
ice hockey star that winds up in L.A.
stalking you.
Well, you know, it was the worst part. He gave me a 45. It was like a 45 record with the big hole in the middle.
So you're like, look, I don't have the clip. I can't play it. Whatever that thing's called.
I can't put that on the thing. How do I even do that?
Oh, my
God. Phrase, you can figure it out. You're a DJ. Oh, okay, Wayne, thank you.
The man that brought you Van Halen.
What are they called?
Those little things you stick in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, we used to wing them at each other. Oh,
so you broke Van Halen. You broke Motley Crue.
And whoever Gretzky's girlfriend was, yeah. No, she broke me. I was fired.
You broke a piece of ass for Gretzky.
Yeah, I broke one off for the great one.
Good for you, man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Good.
Now
she married Dallas Drake. Is an interesting fact.
That's an assist for you.
I do get an assist on that, though.
Yeah, you do. He gets an assist on that.
So yeah,
they play them.
I'm putting that down in the box scores.
A stick tap.
Yeah.
Tap the stick.
I didn't get a free stick on that one. I should have.
Wait. Did you ever play hockey ball? Because we were hood rats. We played hockey ball.
With a ball.
Sneakers.
Yeah, ball. Street hockey.
And then we had...
The Mylek.
We had our friend Fuji was the goalie. No equipment
Fuji
whatsoever.
Doesn't need equipment.
No, Fuji. He was Mr. Fuji after the wrestler.
Oh,
yeah, we named him.
After the
his real name's Michael Pugliese.
The one Asian kid in Philly's named Mr. Fuji.
Yeah, what do you know?
What is he, Chinese?
We always call him Fuji. His name's really Michael Pugliese, but we call him Fuji. He would play goalie, and we would... fucking kill him hitting his ball hit in the face he'd be like and just nothing affected this kid. He's a little retarded.
Fuji, you can't budge him.
I think everywhere in America that's where you learn how to play is like that until now. Now there's ice hockey rinks, but when we were kids we always just played with the orange ball.
Yeah, it was great.
I still got welts with the orange ball.
They were playing it when I was home like a week ago. We were playing football on one side and then they were playing hockey on the other in this playground and just makeshift your own hockey court. We were on tennis courts.
Yeah,
we were playing
that's
hockey
the best
on one
way to
side,
do it.
And we were playing football on the other side.
Tennis court, street hockey.
And you take the net down.
Yeah,
yep,
and they came
the
in.
They didn't
have skates, nothing. They had the sneakers. Best. I used to get mad at the bullies because a lot of the players would come visit the inner city kids. I mean, they would stop in our neighborhood. They were like, we're not going to the projects. We'll go right here. This is perfect, right outside. So we would play with like Tug McGraw, Mike Schmidt. But the bullies never really came out.
Really?
Come on, boys.
Not in my neighborhood. Maybe they went somewhere else. Like, maybe they went to Kensington. I felt bad for those kids. But in South Philly, like, I remember, like, playing catch with Tug McGraw. And he was like, whoa, this kid's got an arm. He thought I was a guy. Which is awesome. Because, I didn't know I was a girl until, like, last week.
Oh, you know, guys.
But it's true. I had an amazing arm. Yeah, I was Bears. Yes, like that. Yeah, I was terrible.
Well, I saw you take out a 6'4" guy and
Fighting's another thing. But
she's unbelievable. Comedy Store.
Okay, I have to hear this.
Dave Taylor on stage. Walking,
well, of course, there's a fight then.
Walking the entire room.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what he did to McNabb, and then you tell this. Yeah.
Walking the entire room.
Naturally,
which he's good at, and the crowd's all bailing,
and I'm waitressing
and cursing him on the way out.
Yeah,
Eleanor's waitressing. This big dude, he was probably 6'4".
He was big, but he was white. So
So he takes a bottle.
He was yuppie-ish. I shouldn't say white. I should say he was yuppie-ish. So I felt him out. I was like, this is just like a nervous yuppie that's mad at David.
So he's heading for the stage with a bottle.
Yeah.
And Eleanor drops her tray, grabs his arm, and goes, oh, no,
takes
you don't.
Takes the bottle right out
takes
of his hand.
Takes the bottle out of his hand and pushes him out the door.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He was pretty big, but he was like, he had those bolt shoes on. You can see that. You're like, all right, you got tassels on your shoes. This ain't no problem.
He's wearing Dockers. I can get him out of here.
Not the good tassels.
Blue socks.
Not the good tassels.
Not the giddy Gucci tassels.
The sockless tassels shoes with the Fila suit. Not that one. That I would have married immediately. But yeah, this guy, and it was just like so quick. But a couple weeks ago, you were there that Monday night. We were all hanging out. McNabb came in.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you left
early. I missed
McNabb
everything.
McNabb came in. I was on stage. I didn't know it was him. I just saw two big black guys with a white girl. And I thought, oh, this is material. So I just started ripping them to shreds. I had no idea it was Gary Payton, Donovan McNabb. I couldn't see them. Like, you know, they blend in the dark.
You couldn't see, because they didn't have any rings.
Being
you
racist.
Couldn't see
them. Yeah. Gary Payton.
Nothing. They had no jewelry. Oh, is that, is that a Pro Bowl ring you have on?
NFC championship.
All I could think about, was McNabb throwing an interception in the Super Bowl going, my fault. You were in the street,
bro,
bitch.
Bro, I blame that.
He wasn't throwing up? How did you recognize him?
Well, yes, that's true. I was furious. But if I would have known it was him, I would have went a little deeper. But I didn't. And then Dave Taylor went on. And, of course, he was just insulting the shit out of the woman, who happens to be a Fox Sports news person. And they all were doing they all do a show together on Fox Sports. They were coming out for a drink for McNabb's birthday. So I was like, Dave Taylor's on stage. They're like, who are you? And he's like, who am I? I'm Dave Taylor. I'm David Taylor. And he goes, I wear a size 16 shoe. I went to Cornell because I have a brain. And they're just like looking at him. And he goes, and I thought I was going to make millions in software, but apparently I'm going to make millions getting beat up by Gary Payton and Donovan McNabb. And we all just died. But he was so mean to them. I mean, he was really mean to that girl. I thought they were going to kill him.
They kind of deserve it.
I thought, you know what? They're going to lock the doors and they're going to beat the shit out of him. And I'm thinking,
it'll happen.
How am
night.
I taking down Gary Payton and Donovan McNabb? I mean, McNabb, I could probably get down because he's kind of whatever. But and I insulted him before.
My money's on you. When she gets mad, look out.
Payton, I don't know. Payton, I don't know.
Payton's from Oakland.
He's from Oakland, yeah. He's a hood
kill
rat.
A white bitch.
Yeah,
and, don't care.
Well, he has no problem burying a white bitch.
No, but, none.
But he
comes
also,
from the O.J. Simpson school.
Oh, God.
He was one of my biggest customers when I was a waitress at the store. Mm. And he was sleeping with half the staff, so that was awesome. Like, the waitresses were fighting over him. Yeah, he came every Fat Tuesday when it was Guy Touri hosting it. Yeah, he was pretty, he got around.
Not many hockey players.
No, not a lot of hockey players in Fat Tuesday.
No, but one hockey player, Sarah Tiana's friend.
Oh, sure, Sarah will bring him in. Yeah, she's got the right pigment.
Right, but who's the guy from Dallas?
Nervous.
One of the Dallas Stars.
Who?
Came in the other night. Yeah.
Oh, she brought, really?
Yeah, was in there.
I think Eliza was dating one, too. Yeah, they're good to date. Not a Dallas Star. I think he was a king.
Eliza's boyfriend was the goalie coach for the
Flames. Oh, he was
Flames,
a goalie coach. That's it.
But he was best friends with Dave Pronger.
Wow.
And through Eliza. Yeah, I got last time I went to a Flyers game, it was like 2 years ago in Philly because of Eliza's
that's
boyfriend.
That's right. I remember that.
Cool, man.
It was just like, it was
Pronger,
the best.
The best.
Like, I've never gotten like VIP treatment before. And it was like, they were like, hey, do you want to watch the press conference? And I was like, just like, I felt like Charlie Bucket going to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Just hanging out. It was
you
the coolest thing ever.
We have to clean it now.
Burp, Charlie. Burp. I told you Claude Lemieux came to the Laugh Factory
yes.
one time, and I was booing him at the valet.
What?
Yeah, because of what he did to Draper.
I know.
With that cheap shot, and I was going, boo! You suck, Lemieux! He turned around, and I start running back into the club.
Yeah.
That guy's a mean-looking dude, man. He doesn't eat
I love
scared.
That you start running.
Dude,
there's no glass
players can
to protect
scrap,
you.
I know.
Yeah.
They can scrap.
Well, that's one thing about hockey
real.
Players. Even, like, whatever, even, like, you know, the lightest, whatever you want to say, like, and I can't think of a guy, whatever, like, they're so tough to make it to the NHL.
Absolutely.
The beatings that you have to take and how much
and
is
the condition those guys
Dave's
have
a
to
killer.
Be in.
They got
to
be the toughest.
Well, you ever see, like, when the playoffs start, how they all look like, or if you look at, like, their preseason picture, like, team photo, they all, like, look kind of normal.
Yep.
And then by the end of the playoffs, they look like they've been in, like, a concentration camp.
Yeah.
It's like they're like their faces are sunken in.
Yep.
It's like they haven't had enough.
Grizzly beards and that broken look in their eyes.
Yeah.
Broken. It's like Slapshot. That's my favorite hockey movie.
The best.
Ever. Did you ever see Slapshot?
Oh, like
I can't. 30, a million times.
I even love that
Dave's
song.
He's a killer. Yeah. I used to go crazy for
that song. Every time I hear it now, like on whatever the
anytime it brings you
right
back.
Yeah, it gives
you're
right.
Like,
you're
oh,
riding
you
the bus with Paul
you
Newman.
See the Hanson brothers. You see
now,
all
the
of
Hanson
it.
Brothers were actual players, weren't
yes,
they? Like minor
absolutely.
League players.
Yeah.
Oh man, they were so. That was
those
such
guys
a great
were classic,
movie.
Man. Yeah.
It's don't kind bring of, me no stinking root beer.
So great.
Well, I remember going to games that my grandfather lived in a town called Chatham. Which is in Ontario, a little town. And they had a minor league club like that. And when you go to the games, that's what it was like. They would get players on the other team, they would get out of jail to play in the game.
Oh,
and they were like the fights. Awesome. The whole game was a fight.
Amazing.
It was unbelievable. And then at one point, the goalie got mad and he threw all his gear into the stands, including his pads and everything. I go, that is the greatest thing I've ever seen. But how's he going to get them back? People were taking off with his pads and
There's nothing better than in a hockey brawl when the goalies skate out and bang each other. That is fantastic. When it's just like, that's when you know it's on.
It's just everybody. It's
Joey. When was the last time that happened? They've had some classics.
Oh, it happened
recently, right?
The Flyer guy. What's his name?
Why's it gonna be the Flyer?
Because it was him. Ray Emery, who should actually be in prison.
Okay.
Not for the Flyer incident.
Very judgmental of you.
Not for the Flyer. Well, you know, but. Him and Holtby, he gave up like 7 goals, and then he started a brawl. And then Holtby's just, you know, he's just a dude. And Holtby like didn't really want to fight. But Emery hit him, I think, 17 times in the back of the head.
Oh,
God. As he was hurtling. And he hit him 17 times in the back.
Yeah,
and he
wasn't
suspended like that. One of the funniest ones was Rick DiPietro. This is because he's a Penguin, or it was a Penguin guy. But Rick DiPietro, who's always injured, he'd get injured getting off the team bus. He skated out to fight the Penguin backup goalie at the time. Uh-huh. Remember that? And the backup goalie knocked him out cold.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember that at all, but I like it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love when bullies get there. They're like, "Oh, you want some fucko?"
It was Johnson, our backup bully Johnson, who was a cool dude. He used to have like all Zeppelin album covers painted on his mask.
Oh, cool,
dude,
man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he ended up starting like a riot because in the next game, then the Islanders called up like they didn't like the Fleury was laughing at him. So they called up like
they called up their goons.
Yeah, they called up their goons, and our goons were either like suspended or like like
it's a mismatch,
or they're like all scratched because like, we're playing the Islanders. Like we'll scratch everybody, but they didn't pay attention that like Haley and all these other like goons were. So that was like the one where like it's like the famous game from like maybe 3 years ago where it was like, you know, 400. It was like an old. It was like a 70s game.
I love that.
And we were talking about getting back to
the 70s are the best
games. I mean, those were like, you know, it was just a brawl. It was,
you've seen the documentary, The Broad Street Bullies?
No, because I just don't like watching anything from Philly that much.
Honestly, you know what's interesting? I didn't realize that outside because that team's so revered in Philly.
Yeah.
That I had no idea how much the rest of the league hated them. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, that's a terrific part when they show them. Like, you know, like you go to other stadiums, they got flyers, they're hung, you know, by the ceiling. They're like, we hate. As much as they were loved, they were hated.
It was
even
the
more.
Canadians that basically saved hockey because they brought in like a couple goons, but then basically then just out hockeyed the Flyers.
Yeah.
The reason why people really hate them is because, like, you know, hockey is always this game, and they always had the goons to protect the skaters.
Right.
But it wasn't until the Flyers figured out, you know what, let's just beat everybody up, and then we'll just take the cup. So that's what had, like...
They made it fun.
But the Flyers were an expansion team, so that's what made it even more, like...
Even more exciting. And
my God, we let these people into the league? Like, it was more like...
There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Remember when in the big series with Canada and Russia, I guess it was 72, the big one, and they were beating us, and then Ed Van Imp from the Flyers cross-checked that Russian dude, knocked him down, and the Russians pulled their team off the ice.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then they were never the same.
They show that in the thing.
Yeah, they came back.
They said, if you don't come back, you're not getting paid. They were like, let's go back out there, see what happens, take a couple shots.
The Russians had beaten
everybody. They were never the same, though.
Yep.
Well, in 76, they tried to have some kind of series where the Russians would come over and play everybody. And the first game was against the Flyers. And they got Bobby Clark injured the guy. And I'm like, oh, that's it. They went back home.
Yeah, that was Karmaloff.
Yeah.
Who was killing us. Canada. And Clarky just nailed him in the ankle. He was gone. Hey, I didn't realize this. I saw a thing about Lemieux and the Rangers. You guys had a rivalry.
Oh yeah,
where they took some cheap shots at Lemieux and broke his hand.
Yeah, he broke his hand.
Oh.
Yeah,
and Adam Graves. That's why. Yeah, I mean it's. I mean obviously the Flyers are the Flyers. But that's why.
That with such hate.
Well, yeah, it's funny too. I could care. I mean, like I root for the Eagles and the Phillies and the Sixers. I used to root for until Black Monday when they traded Moses Malone.
That's
the last time
I
cried.
Ever.
The last time I cried was Black Monday. Yeah. And this is a hockey podcast, but literally, though, I would never forget Mosmo's quote, because I will never lose to them. And that year, the Bullets won like six games, and five of them were against the Sixers, where he went like 40 and 30.
Yeah, that was the dumbest. Man. Finally, you win a championship, and that's what you do
to the guy. Yeah. But that's like the – I mean, literally, though, like the rivalry is literally like the Flyers – that's never – but NBC, they try to create like, oh, you know, Ovechkin and against the Penguins. We've beaten the Capitals in the playoffs probably like 10 of 11 times. Like, they're like our little brother. Like, we never the rivalry is the Flyers Rangers.
It's always a great game.
Yeah. No matter
it's
what.
It's always a great game. It doesn't matter who's injured, who's playing, who's not playing. If it's in Philly, if it's in Pittsburgh, it's just one of the best hours of your life. It's the greatest thing.
It's true. Yeah, you're right. And when you watch a team that just hates
each other,
brings out the best in each other.
It really does.
There's an underlying respect, too.
Of course.
I mean, that's what makes
it
awesome.
But you show up. Like, everybody shows up no matter what, no matter how bad, no matter what.
I remember
– Flyers have been terrible.
I remember like 5 years ago when you guys were at your low point. Mm-hmm. Like, no, this is the truth. No, we won all seven games, which is what people in Pittsburgh say. We should put a statue to Michael Therrien because we all seven games. But literally, I almost felt bad, but I didn't. The final game, we were winning, and then all the fights happened, and like we won like every fight, and I'm like, they're not even like fighting good this year. It was like, what is my point?
Because exactly.
I want to beat you. I don't want you not to make the playoffs. I want to beat the Flyers in the playoffs. Like, I want you guys to be good and then
enough.
Win.
Exactly. I completely agree with that.
You know what I mean? It was just like, what's going on? You know, it was like, no, there's, I mean, it wouldn't be fun if there was no rival. I mean, that's kind of like my thing with the Steelers. Like, I don't really consider Baltimore there's no like rivalry. Like, that's our city's rivalry is the Flyers. Like, that's,
and
it's like the college rivalry.
It's awesome.
It's a great one. Yeah.
It really is a fun rivalry.
I have a penguin story. This is like 7 years ago, maybe. I think it was the last time I got to perform in Pittsburgh. I was opening up for Pauly Shore. I think it was like 06, 07. It was Crosby's rookie year.
Wow.
And on a Sunday night show, a bunch of Penguins came out to the show. And they were like, you don't want to meet this kid. He's going to ruin the next 10 years for you guys. I got to meet Crosby.
And he was like
17, 18-year-old kid. He was like, hey, you're really funny. Like, his voice was all there. And it
Peter
was
Brady.
So great.
I love
but it was
it.
That thing of like, uh-oh, we got a Flyers fan here. And I'm drinking beers with these guys.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was just – I had such respect for, like
– Sure, and he was
the level
so
of
great,
athleticism.
Even that young. Yeah.
Or even the ball breaking didn't cross the line
or
anything. It was just cool.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, I'm hanging out with the guys.
And Crosby is Crosby's still a fan of Paulie's.
Of course. He's the only one.
He's the only fan.
Get it.
That's our secret weapon. Yeah. I send Paulie over to their hotel with a copy of Encino Man.
By the way.
Nobody knows where Crosby is. Flyers win.
Yeah, that's like, it's like the NHL commercial. Like, Ovechkin, he sent some copy of Paulie's thing. Like, who's this? Encino Man.
Damn.
Ovechkin.
Are you playing in the igloo? No, that's a biodome. You know, the shifting gears, speaking of, you know, that commercial is the greatest commercial I think I've ever seen. Did you see the one for the Winter Classic where they're going to, where it's sweeping past the top of the big house, the University of Michigan football?
Oh, it's
and
so
it,
awesome.
It's the empty big house, but you sweep down, you don't know where it is at first, and then you see how big the stadium is, and then you go, wow, they're going to play hockey there?
So awesome.
And I didn't see the game. Did you see the game?
Yes, I did. I T-boned it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I've never heard Barry Melrose rave about anything like that.
Everything about Barry Melrose is fantastic.
He went off
his
about
hair,
it. He goes, that's
suits.
Good for hockey. That's good for hockey. 105,000, and nobody left, and it was 0 degrees.
Yeah. No, and it was, they went shootout.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
pretty
like
awesome.
Huge.
And then the puck would get stuck in the corner like it did when you used to play outdoors in the snow. they kept sweeping it off.
They had a crew of shovelers going around like ice.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was the 24/7 was fun this year.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was fun too. That was cool.
That's why I only saw bits and pieces of it, but I was like, shit, I wanted to. It's still on, so I'll watch.
Yeah, it'll be on for a little bit longer. Yeah,
well, HBO Go, you can watch all that stuff.
Now that's true, but they have the Bullies in that on, so I watched the Bullies. Sorry.
Now
I like to go backwards in life.
Did those guys? Did the Bullies or Pittsburgh play outdoors? Did they?
They played the. You mean the Winter Classic?
Yeah.
Didn't they play at the Link with the Rangers?
It was the Rangers. Yes. And then I think the Flyers, they're rumored to maybe be doing it next year. But
I think I think it's going to be Flyers
at the Link,
Capitals.
Capitals, yeah.
That was great because I was in Philly when that happened, when they played, and it was so packed. It was great. Like, and it's the Rangers, and we hate the Rangers. But it's, you know, it was such a fun game. It did so much for the city.
You know, they're playing at Dodger Stadium at the end of the month here.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, Kings and Ducks.
Oh, no. Oh, wait.
I didn't know that.
When are they doing that?
January 25th.
I've been dating this guy. He's a Kings fan. It's really hard to get past.
Oh, you got to go to
that. I
got to
be honest. It's kind of
really
gross.
Really? You got to.
Well, they're the West Coast Flyers.
Stuff. Yeah.
So I do give a little
for that. You have to have a second team out here.
No, I don't do that.
You don't like the Kings just because you're...
I support all... but I don't... Yeah, I don't...
No, I'll tell you, growing up, I'm a big Rams fan. I'm an Eric Dickerson girl. I'm a big football person. Like, Eric Dickerson from SMU to the Rams, greatest thing ever. And so I still love the Rams, and they're in St. Louis, but maybe they'll come back.
Joe, let me ask you...
Get the Rams with you. I don't get that.
Eric Dickerson.
Oh, Dickerson.
She's like the big mouthpiece in the Jerry Curl.
Yes. I have an autographed
picture. Came to the ice house once.
He had the giant neck roll.
I have a big autographed picture of him that Ranazizi got for me when he was doing the Best Damn Sports Show. He was doing warm-up.
Awesome.
He filled in for Brody. So he's like, there's only one person I know that loves Eric Dickerson. He got me an autograph. I have it on my refrigerator. Every time Dice sees it, he's like, who's the black guy with the goggles? I'm like, you mind your manners. That's Eric Dickerson, my friend.
I was going to ask you, like, you said second team, but could you wear Kings gear?
No, I don't wear Kings gear.
Okay.
But I've gone to several games.
And enjoy it.
I want to get them tickets to a game. That's what I want to do. I'll go to a game.
Go to that Dodger Stadium game.
That would be killer.
It's January 25th, it's Saturday.
I mean, me and Burr saw them.
I'm going to look
win
into
the
that.
Cup.
Yeah, it's insane.
I saw Berg. We went and saw
them. Oh, you went to that?
I saw them win the cup. And then I took my daughter to the parade. You know, so like
that's
she like
awesome.
I mean, she loves the Penguins number one, but she like, yeah, I mean, it's like.
Team, oh, that's awesome.
I like the Bruins. I know I shouldn't, but I do.
You can love whoever you want, Eleanor.
Okay, thank you. No, but in Philadelphia, I'll get in trouble for that. Why I was saying Bill Burr. You know, I'm a big Celtics fan. I'm a Red Sox fan, and I'm a Bruins fan. Those are my second team.
That's all violations.
Yeah, that's
all violations. I've been getting beat up since a long time. I'm just going to say
that. Well, as a kid, did you like Larry Bird?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a problem then in Philly.
But here's the thing. They were rivals. We used to watch a lot of college ball. I have six brothers. You have to understand that. I do not realize that I'm a girl.
This is a funny. I really have to tell you something really funny. My old sports rants I used to do before the internet when it was big. I said something like the obese John Pannone. You know John Pannone from Villanova, right? Yeah.
Getting a lot of trouble for that.
A friend of his. Email me or whatever, like this. That's the most hysterical thing in the world. Like now he sells insurance, like next to me or whatever, and we've been ragging him for a month. Like I was never obese. I could have left a couple pounds. Okay, I'm sorry. My brain's been damaged, so if I think of something, I gotta
get it out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you're a Penguins fan.
Go ahead.
Brain damage.
There you go. Exactly.
Oh, come on. Never stop.
Counter.
Never stop. That's my John.
But, yeah, so brain damage runs rampant. But I don't even remember. I was just
college game, six kids. But
that's what we were talking about. The Michigan State, Indiana, and Michigan State. Those rivals with Bird and Magic. When they, my brother Johnny's still a Lakers fan. Like that's weird. We went with them when Bird went to the Celtics. I became a Celtics fan. We watched a lot of college ball, and so wherever they went, we would become. Just last week, I was home and they were playing the Wii. You know that. crazy, mm-hmm. whatever, some stupid game. And I'm looking around. I was taking pictures, and I realized my nephew Brandon's got a Cardinals jersey on. My brother Bobby's got a Rams shirt on.
Disgraceful.
Billy and his son have Broncos jersey on. Ugh. But here's the weird part about that. His son plays in a league at the playground because we grew up next to the playground because we're hood rats.
Awesome.
And so they play in a league, and their team is called the Broncos. So I'm like, why are they promoting that? We didn't have that growing up. We had different names. You couldn't use professional sports teams. Like, I went to my nephew's game. He was playing the Raiders. I'm like, hey, no.
Yeah, we didn't
That's
have that.
Weird.
Yeah, you were like all the little weird gay names. Like,
yeah. Because
all the real names were taken.
Yeah, we had names like St. Richard's, Jardel, like collegians. Yeah, like
Indian tribes for a soccer, 6-year-old soccer.
My favorite thing is when your brothers chased dice out of the house the TV show.
Yeah.
Were they really mad at him?
It was Christmas Day, and he was talking shit. And so I remember my brother Charlie's chasing him in a wife beater. Hilarious. It was like 30 degrees out, maybe even less.
You see Dice come running out of the apartment.
And yeah, and I was, of course, outside filming of the playground because it was freezing. You know, I love that. I love when I go home, I film everything. So I'm like filming around, and it was quiet. And it's never quiet. Everybody, there's a million kids at that playground. And there was nobody there. And all of a sudden, I hear them come out of the house. Andrew's running, all nervous, and they're chasing him down this narrow alley right behind my mother's house. And it's my brother Charlie, Bobby, I think, Billy, and Johnny. And they chase him, and then they knock him down in front of the playground. I think they were playing to mess with me, but I happened to film it. So I don't know if they were teasing, because I always tease Andrew, I'm going to get my brothers after you. I'm going to get my brothers after you.
He looked legitimately nervous.
Every time he talks shit, I'm like, I'll just have my brothers kill you. Like, it's so easy. Like, we've never dug a hole. Yeah. And so so I tease him, and I think because I was out there, he had them chased. But then they started beating him up. I go, what are you guys doing? He's just like,
I'll get my
So we put it on the VH1
yeah,
show
made it
that
on
we
TV.
Did together. Yeah. Now my brothers are famous.
Yeah, they are. Well, guys,
I want to be known.
Are you going to go to that Dodger Stadium game? Come on.
I'm thinking about it. I mean, yeah, I'm going to get them tickets. Because I do root. I will root for the Kings. Because like I said, we say the West Coast Flyers. And when the Flyers are out and the Bruins are out, then I'll go. So they're like my third.
Well, this kid, Quick, he's back, right?
He's back. He won a big game on Saturday.
That's what I thought. Up,
and do you think he's going to be the goalie for Team USA?
Team USA.
Martin Jones already sent back down, and he was like 9-0. It's all the contracts. We had to keep Frazier's favorite goaltender.
The professor. He knows. I love the professor.
That's the best.
Yeah, man. He's got Shakespearean quotes on his mask.
Ben Scrivens.
Scrivens.
That's going to be good, but why no Bobby Ryan? I don't get it. That guy's terrific.
Bobby Ryan. The guy made a bad comment about him. Who was
it
that made
it?
Brian Burke.
What?
The GM. Yeah. Well, everyone.
He's great.
The brain trust
that.
Just
I thought
did.
Your coach was the one making the line.
Well, apparently there was like five guys in the decision making.
Yeah, but he was the main guy.
Okay.
Well, Blausma and Blausma, our GM, and Ray Fred Shiro's dad, Ray Shiro, is our GM.
Oh, okay.
So that's the coach and GM. And then he had Pooley, who's the Nashville GM, those three. And then Burke is some higher up than them. But Burke's always been a tool. I mean, he won with the Ducks because they had the best team. But he went to Toronto, has like $1 billion payroll. Can't win a game.
Yeah.
You know, and Burke's always for himself. So he made a bunch of stupid comments. Like he said that Bobby Ryan, he can't even spell intense.
Yeah.
He's a Jersey boy. He'll slice his throat.
Bobby Ryan?
Isn't he he plays for the Jersey?
Sure. Bobby Ryan plays for the Ducks. No, he played for the Ducks. Now he plays for Ottawa.
I know that, but he's from Jersey.
I don't know.
Yes.
Hasn't he heard of spell
he
correct?
He is from Jersey,
come on.
Yeah. He's got spell check. Well, I mean, he's got an iPhone.
If it was spelling, I mean, the whole dream team would be college kids. If you had to spell to be in the Olympics.
We didn't get our captain in either.
Well, Giroux's Canadian.
But so what? No? You can't have him?
Canada's
not even playing
good,
on the Canadian team.
I remember 4 years ago watching that game.
Canada's going to be killer.
Oh, that was a great game. Crosby won that game.
Yeah, my big thing, as I've said it here before, is I just wish they let the kids play. Because I don't like to me, the Stanley Cup's the most important trophy in sports.
Yeah.
And I don't like to see my season interrupted. And then all, like, our guys are every, like,
oh,
the Penguins send 10 guys around the world because we have the best players. And it's like, so I
just
want...
It's dangerous.
Yeah. I mean,
well, guy could get hurt. It. You get hurt and that's
and then
it.
Plus teams lose momentum. Like, I was looking at that this year. I was like, as long as the Flyers are around and we have a good goaltender, I love this kid, Mason.
No, he's good.
Yeah, he's good. He's good enough. Mm-hmm. And we have enough skilled players that if they can click after that, depending...
And make it, yeah.
Yeah, because what's a... It's going to take a month off of the NHL
season,
it's like
season, 3 weeks.
Right?
And people are going to come back tired.
Tired.
You know, I just think, you know what? I mean, your game has to rise above. Because especially in the 90s, they used to have the World Cup of Hockey where they would play in the summer.
Yep.
I just want to see the hockey. So let them play in the summer, let the season go on. I just think it... And plus, it's so much fun. We're all old enough to remember 1980 was the greatest.
Greatest thing.
I mean, let the kids play.
I like that. I like that idea. I see what you're saying. That does make more sense to...
Now, how would the kids do?
Who cares?
Well, I mean,
the best players in the
world. That's what I'm saying. Everything has to be a dream team?
Well, no, I agree.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, the best 18-year-olds are still like, I mean, Malkin and Ovechkin came over when they were 18.
Right.
So the best kids are still
in the
NHL.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Who do you think the best American player is of all time?
Of all time?
Of all time. Wow, look how quiet it got. You got to say Canadian.
No, of all time, I mean, you know, maybe Chelios.
Ah, yeah.
Maybe Chelios, if you add everything together. You know, I mean, he's a defenseman. Natural goal scorer? I'm blanking on somebody that I shouldn't be blanking on.
I can't
think
of
anybody. It's the brain damage. Me either. I'm trying to.
For a few years, Paul Kariya was really good, but he was like a flame. He was gone pretty quick. Paul Kariya.
I'm going to go with Bobby Ryan. I'm
Slippery
kidding.
Rock Joe Mullen.
He doesn't know how to spell.
He doesn't, and he went to Bobby Clark's camp.
Oh, that's right.
So he came out.
That's the funniest story ever. Teaching 8-year-olds to smash people in the ball.
I love that.
And then when confronted, like, somebody's got to tell the kid. What do you want from me? This is how it works.
There is no Santa Claus. Hit him in the nuts.
That's a skill set.
Oh, Mike, there's nothing funnier than age inappropriate advice. It's
the best.
So funny.
That's how I was raised. Sorry.
So funny. This has been a fantastic episode.
That was a great show, wasn't it?
This went by fast. Yeah.
It certainly did.
Fast. Puck off, man.
Yeah, puck off.
This is great.
I want to thank you.
Wait till you see the
T-shirts. And Steve.
Oh, dude, I'll totally buy a T-shirt. Yeah. Hook me up.
Yeah, we're going to
see. Oh, you have T-shirts? Puck off T-shirts?
We're going to get one. We'll get one in your natural purple.
No, this is just my... This is
You already have the King's colors, the old school colors, the royal blue.
And sometimes I wear I'll wear pink underneath it to try to look feminine. And they'll be like, "Ooh, you a Lakers fan?" I'm like, they don't wear pink, okay? That's creepy. But they always think this is Lakers.
That's Kansas State.
Yes, there you go.
Isn't it? You're a Wildcat.
Hey, man, this is a South Philly leisure suit, my friend.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to a wedding right after this.
Did you match your sneakers with this?
If that's your good one.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Well, that's what...
Owner's got to match everything.
I guess Irish are like Italians. I don't know. Because where I come from, it's like we're always like... We all have our sweatsuits. We have one nice one.
Oh, no. I actually have like 4 or 5 of these. And another guy I was dating, not the Kings fan. Hope he doesn't listen to this. Anyway, he saw them in my closet. And he was like, "Does Joey Buttafuoco live?" I'm like, "No, not this week."
But, right.
We broke up.
Yeah. Do you have any plugs, Eleanor? Or anything you want to plug?
I don't. Oh, we're doing Big Bear. The Cave,
cool.
I think it's called. I'm with Dice over there. The 24th and 25th.
Great. Oh.
And I got mentioned on the poster. So I was very excited.
Yeah.
Right on. And then we go back to Vegas, the Hard Rock Hotel. We have a resident. He has a residency there, and I open for him.
Wait. I'm in Vegas with Lampanelli like in 3 weeks. Are you going to be there?
We're there the last weekend, the 29th, I think.
Oh, I'm there the weekend before.
It's like the right there. Oh, yeah, that's when we're in Big Bear.
Oh.
The 24th and 25th.
I think,
love Lampanelli. Yeah,
the queen.
That's
yeah.
the best. That's great.
That's good stuff.
That's awesome.
Mr. Simone, anything on the...
I'm going to be at the Comedy Works in Denver.
Oh, right on.
Oh, great club, man.
And I think I might record... I already recorded a
CD.
What great sound. But I'm going to record there as well.
Good.
And I'm going to headline 2 shows and then Ren Azizi from the TV show The League. It's going to headline 4 of them, the 22nd through the
23rd.
Oh, that's
great.
Awesome.
It's going to be a great
weekend. Place for you to tape. And I wanted to mention that Joe had a fantastic set the other night at the Wiltern Theater.
Oh,
dude, I've heard.
How was
word
that?
On the street,
the Wiltern
Smash
Theater.
City.
How was that with Burry?
He killed him.
What can you say? You're with
Pat.
I mean, he's
Phil
got the
Burr's
he's got the belt.
Oh,
he does have the belt.
Yeah, he does.
He's got the belt. Thank you, Frazier. And I mean, you know, I just wear the A on this team. our captain from the original
captain.
Six.
Yeah.
That is the
captain
best shirt ever.
He called the Rose Bowl parade.
Yes.
My partner in this show called the Rose Bowl the granddaddy of them all.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yes, now you told me earlier.
Now I'm fired from a station I was only on for 3 hours. Oh, that was a record, guys. A record. I set a record.
Gretzky called.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't played that song.
That son of a bitch.
Phrase, that's insane. That's like as America as it gets.
How does it not get better than
that? How was it? Did you, just...
you know, it's really fun, but after a while, you get really sick of floats, horses, and bands. And like after 1 minute, you just don't want to see another horse.
You're like, forget this. Yeah. How many Clydesdales are out there?
Well, every float looks the same, and they all have the same stupid stuff on them. So after a while, you know.
Like, giant birds. Can you, you know. I don't like parades. Yeah. I let them go by.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a metaphor for your life.
Yeah. Thanks.
And don't forget, I'll be in Palmdale at the Applebee's next week. doing some stuff with...
That's killer. I just worked Nick's Roast Beef in Philly, so
that's it.
Keep it going.
Geno's or Pat's before we go?
Tony Luke's.
Yeah,
Tony Luke's. Sharp Provolone.
Yep,
there you go. Yeah. Boom.
So everybody's Tony Luke's?
All right.
Or Phillips. All right,
guys. We thank you for joining us.
John.
Thank you.
What a great show.
Thanks for having me.
Boom.
Joe Barknick, Fraser Smith, we are out. Puck off.
Thanks.